Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How long has this man been dead off the earth? Centuries. And his little stuff that he had. Whoever knows or cares about his little stuff that he had. If he had made the right choice, would choosing to be with the Master, choosing to go in with Him and be a part of His ministry? I mean, of all the generations of people that lived before and after, how many got to be a part of Jesus personally, with Him walking out His ministry and offering Himself as the sacrifice? Precious, precious, not just in this life. How many believe that will be remembered throughout eternity? How many think the man that carried Jesus' cross will be remembered forever? How many think these 12 that were with Him? He said, He didn't just say they're going to be remembered. He said, you're going to sit on 12 thrones with Me forever. But like millions of other people today, that's not what He said. He heard it, and what happened? See, this is a day and night change. He comes running to Jesus. He's so excited about the message he just heard. He's so excited about the miracles he's just seen. And he says, good Master, good Master, tell me what I got to do to have eternal life. What's he saying? I want what you're talking about. I want to be a part of this. And Jesus looked at him and said what he said. And then he said, it's just one thing holding you back. Somebody said, yeah, that old dirty money. No. No, Zacchaeus said, I give half of my goods today. And Jesus didn't say, oh no, you have to give it all. No, he didn't. He said, today salvation has come to your house. It ain't about never having any money. It's about your heart. And where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And how many can see it is so plain that Jesus put His finger by the Spirit of God on where this man's heart was? Didn't He? His heart was not in God as much as he thought. Because when it came to having to choose between the money and God, he made the wrong choice. It's easy to go to church and say amen and hallelujah. Talk about what you would do, what you're willing to do. Oh, yeah. But you don't know how much you love Him till you have to choose. Till it costs you something. That's when you find out what you love the most. And when the Master told him, what you need to do is liquidate, sell out. Come follow me. Come be with me. Come stay with me. Come travel with me. Follow me. And just like that, the guy went from this to this. And just like that, it's revealed what he loves most. What he loves more. Our love is shown in what we're willing to pay. The cost, the sacrifice we're willing to give. Has the Father shown us how much He loves us? Amen. Has Jesus shown us how much? Oh, yes. How much does He love us? Romans 8:32. Put it up on the screen for us. Romans 8:32, what does it say? He that did what? Spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? When folks are talking about, you know what, do you really think God would help me pay my electric bill? Would he even care about such things? No, and surely God wouldn't. He wouldn't give me an expensive car. He don't care about that stuff. Listen, if the Father was ever going to say, no, that's too much, it would have been with his Son. And having given us his Son, what is a car? What is a house? What is an electric bill? It's nothing. And he showed you, if he'll give you Jesus, which he did, and he has, he'll give you anything, which he did, and he has. We have been given all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Why? He gave it to us when he gave us the Master. It's all in him. Everything you could ever want, ever need, ever desire. Is there anything God wouldn't give us? No. He's proven it. His love is beyond question. It is proven. Right?
Yes.
The question is, you know what the question is? How much do we love him? Right? When can we find out and where will we find out how much we love him? When it's going to cost us something to do his will. When it's going to cost us something. Now, the price for sin has been forever paid. And you and I can add nothing to it. You never try to pay for your mistakes. That'd be insulting to the blood. But yet, there are things that you and I can pay in service to him. To do his will, to accomplish. How many know he wants this gospel preached all over the world? He wants everybody to hear it, and as many that'll receive it to believe and be saved. He wants his will to be done in the earth like it is in heaven. Should you and I be willing to go to the farthest ends of the earth to spend and be spent? Should we be willing to sacrifice anything in order to accomplish that? Not because somebody's making us, but because we love him with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. Do you keep hearing a word in there? And all our strength. Somebody say all. I love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Did Jesus say you got to be willing to give it all? If you're going to follow me and be my disciple. Now, this is not about you doing some big act to show him that he didn't ask you to do. 1 Corinthians 13 talks about that, that you can give everything you got and give your body to be burned, and if you don't do it because you love, it's worth nothing. No, this is about when you're asked to. God asked Abraham for Isaac, didn't he? Would God ever ask you for your Isaac, whatever that might be? Yeah. And if he does, it's time to shout. Right? Because he's never about taking something away from you. Right? He wants you to qualify so he can do something for you. If he's asking you to do something that not everybody's willing to do, it's because he's planning on doing for you things that he's not been able to do for everybody and do through you and with you. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Oh, say it again, glory to God. Glory to God. Put Matthew 13 up again. You don't have to turn there, but Matthew 13, 44, we looked at this. I want you to see it again. Jesus said the kingdom of God's like a treasure that was hid in a field. When a man found it, he hides and for joy, for what?
Joy.
For what?
Joy.
Joy, he goes and does what? He sells all that he has so he can buy that field Is he depressed over it?
No.
No, he's selling everything he's got and he's full of joy.
Yeah.
This is the picture, saints. Not just, I'll do it. I'll lay my life down for Jesus. Not like that you won't. That doesn't cut it. You got to gladly, that's the key, gladly spend and be spent, Paul said. Why? Nobody's making you do anything. You love him. And you want to do it. And if it takes every dime you got, if it takes every piece of stuff you've got, if it takes all your time, if it takes your last drop of blood, we're not trying anything. We're not playing anything. We believe this from top to bottom. And from now to the end. It's real. When something comes up and we see it's going to cost us something, we only got one question. Is it God? Does he want us to do it?
Yeah.
Is this really him? Right?
That's right.
That's all we got to get settled. And if we find out he wants us to go here, he wants us to do this, he wants us to be a part of this. Once you get that settled, now that's no small thing. Don't rush past that.
Right.
But once you get that settled, then it doesn't matter how much it costs.
No, that's right.
Or how long it takes. Let's get it done.
Yes.
Let's please him. Let's accomplish his will. Right? That's why we breathe. That's why we're here. All things were created for his pleasure and for his glory. We're not just here to retire early and have some fun. You can have some fun along the way, but it's so temporary and fleeting. The real fun starts when we get out of here.
Amen.
Don't get hung up and bogged up. I got a glimpse of some stuff. I don't know how. I won't try to say it all. I got a glimpse of some stuff yesterday and today. A glimpse, a little bitty glimpse of, and just a knowing. Friends, the stuff we're going to get to do after this life, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. It hasn't entered into the mind of a man. We're not going to be bound by limitations of space and time. We're not going to be bound by mortality and ignorance. The stuff we're going to get to do. And now I just have to talk in tongues to try to say what it's going to be. But it's going to be amazing and awesome. Do you believe it's going to be awesome and amazing?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.